نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد سمع الله قول التي تجادلك في زوجها وتشتكي إلى الله والله يسمع تحاوركما إن الله سميع بصير، صدق الله العظيم. In the opening verses of the 28th para, the first surah of the 28th para is Surah Al-Mujadila. Al-Mujadila refers to that woman who is disputing, who's putting her case forward. Before I continue the tafsir or the synopsis of this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this Qur'an al-Majeed is a miracle. It's full of fasa'at, balaghat. The style, the manner in which the Qur'an has been sent down, the words, the word usage, the themes, the eloquence, the style, the format, choice of words. Those who understand Arabic, it is mind-boggling. Great, great orators, poets, people who were very eloquent in their speeches. We're talking about Arabs. They tried desperately to bring even one verse, but they failed. One verse which could compare to the words of the Quran. It's impossible. Allah says, if you wish, you can call the jinnat also to assist you. You will never be able to bring anything that will resemble the Quran. Now, if one ponders over this surah, like this, there are many amazing facts, amazing things that the scholars have written about different surahs. But this particular one, each ayat, not each line, each verse. In each verse of the surah, you will find the name Allah. Every single verse. If you want, you can take the Quran Sharif afterwards and ponder and see. For example, the first verse, قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ. The second one, وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ. Third one, وَاللَّهُ. Like this, every single verse has got the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nevertheless, there was a woman by the name of a sahabiya radiallahu ta'ala, by the name of Khawla bint Tha'laba radiallahu ta'ala. She comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, enters his home. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala is present there. The house of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was absolutely small. So small that Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says, when my beloved master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go down in sajda, in tahajjud, because there was no space for him to make sajda, I used to be sleeping there, so I should pull up my legs so that my master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could make his sajda. For us to understand, in this masjid, like one cubicle, one small i'tikaf tent, something like that was the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rahmatul alameen. Any case, she enters the home. So Sayyidina Aisha says, I was not far away, but I could hear her whispering something to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She's giving some complaint. She's putting forward some case, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is listening to her. What is the problem? Her husband utters a statement to her. Anti alayya ka dhahri ummati. It simply means that you are haram upon me like the back of my mother. In other words, just as it is haram for me to have a relationship with my own mother, like that from today you are haram. And she came to ask Rasulullah the question, what do I do now? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was concerned because right till then, no law had come down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no verses were revealed. And this is known as zihar in Arabic. In the books of fiqh, this masala is known as zihar. I'm not going to go into the details of this masala. But in the period of Jahiliyyah and before Islam, where Arabs would use the same statement, and in those times, this tantamounted to talaq. And such a talaq that now it is impossible for this man to ever marry this woman. Just like one's mother is haram for him, like this woman will become haram for him. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, see, no, Ma umirtu, I haven't been commanded anything. But seeing from the past, it seems as though, not giving a fatwa, it seems as though that you'll be haram and for your husband now and italaq should take place. This woman then complains, now she's putting forward a case. Ya Rasulullah, when I was young, he used my body. I bore his children. I took care of him, his kids. Now he utters the statement, when I'm gone old, what's going to happen to me? What about my children? She's hardly even finishing her case. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anhu says, I couldn't even hear what she is saying. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals this ayat. But sami Allah. Your Allah has heard the case that you are putting forward to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah has heard this conversation. Now this is a lesson for all of us, especially for our sisters who are being abused by the husbands. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is listening to your cry and plea. Of course, do not curse your husband. But sometimes they make sabr not for one day, for years. Years go past. The children are also big. Then people come to know what she went through. Why didn't you tell us? No, I didn't want to complain about my husband. I made sabr. But then there is a point, a limit, where a woman cannot take any more. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is this saying, Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhu Shaykh, may Allah ta'ala give him sihat and afiyat. He says he had a person who knew him well, and he suddenly fell in love with another woman. And Hazrat had warned him that this type of relationship is haram. But this person did not listen. And finally one day, it was absolutely cold, it was winter in Karachi. And he gives his first wife, he gives his wife talaq. He throws her out of his house with her kids. That woman, all she does, she looks to the sky, sheds those tears, complains to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith of Rasulullah says, اتَّقِ دَعْوَةَ الْمَظْلُومِ فَإِنَّهُ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ حِجَابٍ Fear, the bad-dua, the curse of a mazloom person, one who is oppressed. Because between the dua of that mazloom person and Allah, there is no barrier. In other words, Allah will readily answer that mazloom person's dua. So not long after that, this person was involved in this other relationship because he got married to the other woman. She was much younger, more beautiful. But shortly after that, he became very ill. And each day his illness grew until he reached such a point that he could not even leave his bed. Now his body began getting some type of disease. He couldn't even go and relieve himself. That wife finally leaves him. The second wife, she runs away. She doesn't live with a man like this. And eventually he passed away. CA 842120, please remove your car. CA 842120, please remove your car. If somebody wants to come out. So thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the whole page, Allah sent down the laws of zihar. Talaq did not take place, but this person had to give kafara. It's a long explanation. The ulama, fuqaha understand this. But this is known as the masala of zihar. So, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then mentioned these verses to her. And she went back to her husband. Of course, he made amends, he made tawbah, istighfar. So once Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he's traveling with the sahaba. And they're in a hurry. Suddenly when they stop at a certain point, the same woman comes. She stops Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and she's old. And Umar radiallahu ta'ala is busy listening to her, entertaining her. Question, whatever discussion she had. Sahaba, some of them are getting a bit impatient. Somebody comes to Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Amir al-Mu'mineen. Habasat hadhi al-ajuz. Rijalati Quraysh. Oh Umar, oh Amir al-Mu'mineen, this woman, this old lady, now she's stopping the whole caravan, now we need to go on. Can't she see you some other time? What's the problem with her? Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu says, my brother, this is the same woman whose voice and plea was heard فَوْقَ السَّبْعَ سَمَوَاتِ above the seven heavens. And even if it means she pulls me the whole night, I have to listen right till Fajr also, I will stand and listen to her, lest some command comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, there was no wahi. Or lest some punishment comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because this is the same woman whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heard her voice and Allah revealed this whole surah. So this is a lesson for us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sami', all hearing, He is basir, all of. So whether we are in our own homes, whether we are in our shops and businesses or in our factories, then to Allah is watching us, Allah is hearing us, Allah is watching our conduct, our behavior. Outwardly we portray a very holier-than-thou attitude or image, or we make it to our friends that we are very pious. MashaAllah, we should be pious. But Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi and Mufti Taqi Sahib has mentioned that Deen and Sharia is not confined in the masjid only. Deen and Sharia is also at home, outside the masjid, in our business, in our dealings, in our conduct, in mu'amalat, mu'asharat, akhlaq. These are important aspects of deen. Whilst we have to endeavor and reach a very high level of ibadat and taqwa. What is the real taqwa? The real test is out of the masjid. Nobody is going to make guna inside the masjid. Person says, Ya Fata, O youngster, La shuja'ata qabla al-harb. Before the war takes place, there's no bravery. You can shout how brave you are. You can show your muscles and you can show your strength and you can boast. When you're right in the medan of the jung, when you're fighting the enemy, now you must show your strength. Now you must show how strong you are and how brave you are. So when we are faced with the fitna and we are faced with difficulties, then we have to exercise our sabr. And then we have to exercise our taqwa and wara. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us taqwa. In tonight's tarawih we heard so much of taqwa, taqwa, taqwa. And the benefits of taqwa. One verse, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. There was a sahabi by the name of Auf bin Malik al-Ashja'i radiallahu ta'ala an. He comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I've got a problem. He and his wife come. What happened? He says, we were at home, suddenly my son had to go out and the enemy came and they captured him. And now they've kidnapped him, they've taken him away. We don't know where he is, we are worried, we are concerned. In one riwayat, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him to make sabr. Another riwayat, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells them to recite in abundance, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Recite in abundance. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And then he tells them, have taqwa. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they go back home. In the meantime, this child of theirs, he was taken, or he was kidnapped, he was tied up, and the enemy were there, they had the camels with. Allah made it such, because of these parents reciting La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, and brothers, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah is extremely, extremely powerful. It's a very powerful wazifa shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is from the treasures of those treasures beneath the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we recite this, Hazrat Tanwir rahmatullahi alayhi, there were some riots once in some village. And he told the people to recite La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah in abundance. The moment they started this, they hardly reached a few hundreds or thousands. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made aman and peace come into that village. So we should recite La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah in abundance. So because of the parents' taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such the enemy, somehow they became heedless of him or they fell asleep. He managed to escape. But when he escaped, all the whole herd of camels that were there, he brought that also along. Now his father and mother are busy making dua at home. Suddenly they can hear some noises in the courtyard. A whole herd of camels coming. When they go out, they see it is their own son. They are so happy. But the father, look at the father. He asked his son, where is the camels from? He said, I took this from the same people who took me as a captive. So we would have said, MashaAllah, very good thing you've done. He said, no, hold it. Hold on. He runs to Rasulullah Sallam. Ya Rasulullah Sallam, this is what transpired. What do we do about these camels? Is it halal for us to keep or haram? Allah sent down the verse, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ Whoever fears Allah, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا Allah will make an opening for him from all type of difficulties. Whatever the difficulty, ulama mention in the Mufassirin say, مِنْ كَرَبِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ Whether it is a difficulty of this dunya, or difficulty of akhirat also. Some Mufassirin say, whether it is the difficulty of even the qabr also. Because of the taqwa we have, Allah will assist us. Allah will make an opening from that difficulty we are experiencing. And وَيَرْزُقُّ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ Allah will provide for him such provisions from sources that were unknown to him. He didn't even imagine he'll get from that particular source. Some money will come, some wealth will come, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide it for him. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the taqwa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen our iman, strengthen our taqwa, the whole object of roza and fasting, Ramadan, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ May Allah make us enjoy the taqwa, especially after the month of Ramadan. Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullahi Alayhi had delivered some talks, and the unwan, the topic was the baby of taqwa. Over a few weeks he had given. Alhamdulillah, somebody has compiled this in a book for me. Allah Ta'ala give the person jazai khair for all the efforts. It's not a very easy thing just to take all these bayans and then put into a book form. A lot of effort goes in. And Alhamdulillah, right now it is being published. The printers are busy with it. We hope that in this week, inshallah, we all should get a copy of this kitab. I'm not used to mentioning any dreams, but somebody very pious had seen a dream 2 nights ago regarding the same book. And this person doesn't know anything about this book being printed or is in the publishers. The person was aware that Maulana had given this talk and he had delivered this in this masjid, in a few gatherings, this talk of baby of taqwa or labor of love. But this person did not know at all that this is now being printed, and this person sees Maulana Rahmatullah Ali in the dream that get this kitab printed, get this kitab published. The people will benefit from this kitab. And so happened, Alhamdulillah, it was already sent to the printers before the person saw the dream. And it is already on the website. So brothers can check on the website also. It's already there on the website. Inshallah, we hope printers are working very hard. May Allah make it easy for them and give them jazai khair also. That in the course of this week, we should get this copy. But let us read it attentively. The analogy that is being used there is something mind-boggling. How a woman who is carrying that child in her womb or in her stomach, the pain she undergoes for that 9 months, the nausea, the vomiting, the pain, the morning sickness, the effort, the struggle, the toiling, the labor she undergoes, the pains, and finally when she gives birth to this child, the little beautiful child, that is the end result, the product of all her efforts. Like that is salik, a person who is seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, goes through a spiritual reformation process. There is a morning sickness, there is some type of nausea, spiritual nausea. Read the book, inshallah, you will understand it better. And finally, what is the product? Taqwa. Then, of course, you get a child that is breached. Sometimes the doctors have to have a Caesar done. Sometimes the child is deformed. There's a reasons for all these things. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that full taqwa. The month of Ramadan is finishing. By the time Ramadan finishes, may Allah give us that real taqwa which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran and Majeed. See, there's one more ayat inshallah and we'll terminate. Very important because there's so many verses. We won't get, Allah knows best when we'll get the chance again of discussing these verses, but inshallah, we make dua to Allah Ta'ala, Allah give us the understanding of the Quran, help us to have programs of tafsir of the Quran and Majeed so that we may practice these and bring them in our life. This ayat, وَيُؤْسِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً, where Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'een would give preference to others over themselves, even though they were in dire need of that particular thing themselves. And there are so many incidents, I'll just mention one or two. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's a visitor who comes and he asks Sahaba, or he sends a message to his wives first. Is there anybody, any of his wives, who've got any food at home? We've got some mehman, so please can we entertain him for tonight? And each wife sent back the reply, and this was genuine. They had absolutely no food in their house. Nothing. And to make us understand, they had nothing because they suffered poverty. Whatever they had, they would give it away. In another incident, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala is fasting. She just has some iftar that her servant prepared for her. Suddenly some person, a beggar, comes. So Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha tells the khadima of hers, give it to this beggar. She said, oh Aisha, that this is your food for iftar. What else are you going to eat? She says, give it to the beggar. The person needs it. So she gave preference to the beggar over herself. She was fasting. Khadima goes, gives the beggar the food, the iftar, and the beggar is gone. Not long after that, some person who normally would never send a gift, sends a whole lamb, roasted lamb, very delicious and well prepared, she sends it as a hadiyah to Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha. So when we make ithar over ourselves, we give preference to others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send for us. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked each wife, say, we've got nothing. So he asked some sahaba. So one sahabi volunteered, says, Ya Rasulullah, I will take this guest home. But he runs home quickly, tells his wife, I'm getting a mehman, have you got any food? She says, I've got just little bit today, just sufficient for us to eat. So he says, okay, no problem, what you do is, you put off the children, make them off, put them off to sleep. They're going to go hungry today. And when our guest comes, then I'm going to put on the candle or the lantern, and mistakenly I'll put it off, switch it off, and there'll be no lights. So the guest will come and he won't know what's happening, and we'll pretend that we are eating, so that he can have a nice meal. Guest comes, he does like that, absolutely dark, of course his wife is in Parda, she's in another area. So he's pretending he's eating, and this guest eats that meal, thanks him, and he goes. And they're silent about it. They're not even mentioning that to Rasulullah. Any good thing we do, small good thing, we want to boast and brag and tell the whole world about it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us ikhlas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs Rasulullah, so calls him the next morning. What did you do last night? Ya Rasulullah, this would happen. He said, Allah is so pleased with your and your wife's action last night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven you. Like this on the battlefield, the person, the sahabi is wounded, last few moments, he's gasping for breath, he's the last few moments of his life, somebody comes with some water. About to take those few droplets of water, when he hears an ah next to him, looks there, he sees his brother is suffering. He makes ithar, gives preference, the brother, he says, give it to him. When he is about to take, this is no fairy tale, wallah, it's there in the books of hadith. He is about to drink this water when he hears his fellow brother all lying down. He is making, he's thirsty. Like that it goes through several people, each one giving preference to the other, till he comes back to the first one, but he had already left his world. There are so many incidents. Another incident of a goat head, how the sahaba gave preference from one house to the other house, came back to the first person. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this quality of sahaba. One is to give sadaqah. One is to discharge zakat. Zakat we have to give. Compulsory. But the way we do it, as though we're doing the person a favor. Besides zakat, there is sadaqat. There is lillah. We have to go and search and see who are the people deserving. Then over and above all this, is ithar, where you give some person something that you are requiring yourself, and you give him preference. So may Allah Ta'ala give us the salient quality of the Sahaba, the Ansar, and Muhajirin radiallahu anhu majma'in. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, when a person says La ilaha illallah or La ilaha illallah, between La ilaha illallah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no hijab, there is no barrier. In other words, when we say La ilaha illallah, it is reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a beam of nur that is extending from our zuban, from our heart, right to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم إلا الله إِلَّا اللَّهُ 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 إلا الله 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 إل
الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد بارك وسلم. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد المبارك وسلم. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم. سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم. لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين يا غافل الذنب ويا قابل التوب يا ذا الطول والإنعام يا حنان يا منان يا رؤوف يا رحيم يا مالك يا كريم يا مغني يا صمد يا باسط يا وهاب. هب لنا من نعم الدنيا والآخرة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. Oh my most beloved Allah, Ya Allah, forgive us all our sins, Ya Allah. Completely, Ya Allah, we are drenched in gunas and sins and sins and sins, Ya Allah. Our bodies have become heavy, Ya Allah. Our minds have become so heavy, our hearts have become blackened and heavy, Ya Allah. We don't get any more enjoyment in your dhikr, in your tilawat, in our salat. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Remove it from our lives, Ya Allah. Remove this filth from our lives, Ya Allah. We're making tawbah and nasuha. Ya Allah, complete tawbah, Ya Allah. We're making a complete, sincere tawbah, Ya Allah. We regret committing all those filthy gunas, Ya Allah. Gunas of our eyes, ears, tongue, minds, heart, feet, hands. Oh, may Allah, we are feeling terrible and ashamed, Ya Allah. We have abandoned those sins, Ya Allah. We make a firm promise tonight, Ya Allah, that we will never resort and never go back to those sins again, Ya Allah. We will never go back to those sins, Ya Allah. You are Sattar, you hid those sins, you concealed our weaknesses and our faults. And oh, my Allah, you did not reveal it in public, Ya Allah. You kept our izzat, oh, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, you are Sattar. Sattar al-uyub, ghafar al-dhunub. Oh, my Allah. You love to forgive. You love those who repent. Ya Allah, you are Tawwab. You are most forgiving, oh, my Allah. We have raised our hands again tonight, my Allah. Through your fazal, your kindness, Ya Allah, your tawfiq, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, tonight, we are again asking you, my Allah. We are putting our case in front of you, oh, my Allah. You are the same Allah who is Sami', who is Basir. You are well aware of all our conditions, Ya Allah. We don't have to mention to you all our weaknesses and all the sins that we have committed and what is happening, oh, my Allah. You are well aware of each person's sins, Ya Allah. You are well aware of each brother and each sister's sins and gunas and weaknesses, oh, my Allah. You are that Allah who heard that Khawla bin Ta'laba radiallahu ta'anha's plea. Oh, my Allah, we ask you tonight, Ya Allah. We are pleading to you. We are imploring, we are begging you, oh, my Allah. We have raised our hands, Ya Allah, earnestly, sincerely, my Allah. We are repentant, my Allah. We are turning to you, oh, my Allah. We are desperate, my Allah. We are absolutely desperate, Ya Allah. There is no other way for us now, Ya Allah. We have come to an end, Ya Allah. There is no other place we can turn to, not. We can't go right, we can't go left, we can't go back, we can't go anywhere. We can only come towards you, O my Allah. Allahumma inni a'udhu bi ridaaka min sakhatik wa bi mu'afatika min 'uqubatik wa bika mink la nuhsi thana'an 'alayk anta kama athnayta 'ala nafsik. Ya Allah, forgive us all our major sins, minor sins, sins we committed in broad daylight, in the darkness of the night, in privacy, in our homes, in our offices, in our factories, in our shops, in our cars, Ya Allah, wherever it may have been. In the shopping malls, in the bazaars, Ya Allah, in the holiday resorts, oh, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, forgive us, my Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. You are azim, you are great, you are not ajiz, you are not weak. Nobody can overpower you, oh, my Allah. We are overpowered, Ya Allah, we are weak, Ya Allah. Nafs and shaitan have ganged up against us. They are finishing us up, oh, my Allah. Nafs and shaitan, dono no milkar, hai kya mujhko tabah. Oh, my Allah, oh, Mawla. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. We require your panah. We are seeking refuge in you, oh my Allah. You help us, you help us, you assist us. اللهم اکرمنا ولا تهنا زدنا ولا تنقصنا اعطنا ولا تحرمنا آثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا. اللهم انصرنا ولا تنصر علينا. اللهم عنا ولا تعن علينا. اللهم امكر لنا ولا تمكر علينا. اللهم ارضنا وارض عنا. Allah, become razi with us, Ya Allah. You become pleased with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, tonight you become pleased with us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if the other nights, Ya Allah, if you are still naraz with us, Ya Allah, but tonight, Ya Allah, even though it may be an even night, Ya Allah, odd and even doesn't make any difference to you, my Allah. It makes a difference for us because you have put Laylul Qadr in the odd nights from what we have heard in the hadith of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But oh my Allah, you are not bound by time or by days or hours or minutes, oh my Allah. You are the Khaliq. You are the Khaliq of time, Ya Allah. You are the Khaliq of the dunya and akhirat, Ya Allah. You are that loving Allah who looks for excuses to forgive his bandha. Ya Allah, if we commit sins that mount up and amount to the entire world, like huge mountains that reach right up to the sky, so much of gunas, layers upon layers upon layers. Ya Allah, you are so ghafoor raheem that you will forgive us completely and you bring the whole world filled of your maghfirah for us. Oh my Allah, become razi with us, Ya Allah. Become pleased with us, my Allah. Become pleased with us, our parents, our wives, our children, our family members, our friends, our relatives, our asatiza, our mashayikh, Ya Allah. Our students, our pupils, oh my Allah, every single ummati of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
Allah, give us hidayat, Ya Allah. Give us hidayat. We are seeking hidayat, O my Allah. Show us the sirat mustaqim and give us istiqamat on sirat mustaqim. Don't make us deviate from the right path, Ya Allah. Don't make us become seduced and tempted and enticed, Ya Allah, after the month of Ramadan, especially, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, when shaitan will be unfettered, he'll be unchained, Ya Allah. And he'll be waiting to pounce against us again. Ya Allah, help us, help us. You are Allah. You are Allah. There is nobody greater than you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you grant it to us now, Ya Allah. Your special help, your special hidayat. Give us that istiqamah and make us die with iman. Make us live a life with iman and taqwa and wara. And give us all the good qualities and good akhlaq. Ya Allah, and give us maut with iman in Madina Sharif, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are going to ask you to give us the best of mauts, the best of maut, the condition that you are absolutely pleased. That when we pass away, the angels of rahmat must come rushing towards us and very gently they will pull out our souls. And they must go up, Ya Allah, and they must give us glad tidings of an Allah who is pleased with us, and of the rosy of Jannat, and the risk of Jannat, and the fragrance of paradise, O my Allah. Save us from azab of qabr, and suffering of fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Save us from all fitnah, especially the fitnah of Dajjal. Ya Allah, whatever du'as our beloved brothers have, Ya Allah, and our sisters and mothers listening at home over the receivers, fulfill all the desires, Ya Allah. Fulfill all the du'as. Fulfill all the du'as, Ya Allah. Whatever problems each one is suffering, Ya Allah. Whether it's depression, Ya Allah. Whether it is a social problem, domestic problem, Ya Allah. Whether it is a financial problem, whether it's a problem at work, at home, or some enemy, or whatever it is. Some people have got some problem with, Ya Allah, at work, or there's some case. Ya Allah, whatever it is, some sickness, some illness, you remove all those difficulties. Remove it, my Allah, completely, Allah. Those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa. And forgive all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. All those requested du'as also were not present here, Allah. Grant them also whatever they desire. Allah, the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make the peace and aman, Ya Allah, in the entire ummah of Rasulul Faq, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim. وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.